I have a few more words on the Rittenhouse trial that ended and the Arbery case that is in its final stages. In just a few months, we're going to be facing the 10-year anniversary since the killing of Trayvon Martin, when the Stand Your Ground laws became a national issue. And we never really dealt with it. We never really legislated on it on a federal level. And now we need to, as a movement, as a country, make the Congress and the Senate deal with new gun laws. We just had ministers do a big rally and prayer vigil in Brunswick, Georgia, around the case of Ahmaud Arbery. Now I'm going back to join the family there this weekend. I would be concerned of having a prayer vigil. Would somebody come there saying, I'm coming to defend something? And if they can get in an altercation with somebody on the side, a verbal altercation, and could take out a gun, an AR-15 at that, and shoot somebody, we're under real threat. So we are, in my opinion, we are mandated to try to make laws. We did not do that with Stand Your Ground. We must make very clear laws to protect all.